Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio city leaders often tout the benefits of having a robust information economy and the need to innovate and grow our technology sector in order to compete globally. But what is San Antonio actually doing to capture the inspiration of our local innovators? How are the area encouraging and building the supports for entrepreneurs, inventors, and those aspiring to reimagine? Join us this half hour to discuss local innovation. We have Lorenzo Gomez III, Executive Director of the 8020 Foundation and works with the Geekdom, and Corey Hallam, right? It's Chief Commercialization Officer for the University of Texas at San Antonio. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, Corey, over at the UTSA, tell me about what y'all are doing. I know that UTSA, your university, people go to school there and they learn things, but there's a whole other side of UTSA of research and development. What is that?
Absolutely. And UTSA's growth, and phenomenal growth at that over the past few years, the focus has been on invigorating this environment of research. And out of that research comes new innovations, new technologies. And so it's a multifaceted approach we have on campus. Again, our researchers and creating a student program for young entrepreneurs. And what we're really looking at doing is, how do you infuse entrepreneurial thinking in our students? How, if they have that inside of them, how do you unlock that, and how do you, you know, fuel the fire? They essentially have this entrepreneurial fire inside of them. And so we've taken some really directed efforts over the last 5-6 years to create a Center for Innovation and Technology Entrepreneurship, launch programs at the undergraduate and graduate level to infuse entrepreneurial thinking. And in fact, at our undergraduate level, we have the largest tech startup competition in the country. We do a 100K competition twice a year that brings together engineering students who build phenomenal, cool new technologies, and business students who wrap a company around that and try to spin them off in our community.
That's incredible. I mean, students, even as freshmen, you're telling them to be thinking about these ideas that you're going to be coming up with and how this is going to get into the marketplace.
We're doing that, and we're growing that sort of the breadth of what students we touch. And behind the scenes on this, there's many decades of research going into entrepreneurship and the field of entrepreneurship itself. And what we're finding is we can actually discriminate measures of what entrepreneurial thinking is and who thinks more for it, more against it, and help those students identify themselves as having that fire inside. Right, and if we can find them in different disciplines, is give them the thinking. They might go off when they graduate and join a company. In fact, we've had many of our entrepreneurship students go to Rackspace, work in different divisions. But they're the type of students who, when they hit the workforce, are going to be thinking of, how do I launch new products? How do I launch new services? And give them 5-6 years of building experience in a specific industry. They'll be the ones who then spin off their own company on the side.
So Lorenzo Gomez over at 8020 Foundation, it's a philanthropic outfit. What is your role in trying to help people become entrepreneurs?
Well, I think from the philanthropy side, you know, we're trying to kind of accelerate and complement a lot of the work that people like Corey are doing, which is taking students from thinking, hey, you have to be kind of Steve Jobs smart or resourceful to be an entrepreneur, to thinking actually anybody can do it. And so we run, you know, programs like 3-Day Startup or Startup Weekend that we will underwrite. And then from the Geekdom side, you know, we want to be the place where the startup scene is happening. There's a very famous story of a company that Rackspace acquired several years ago, and they couldn't get all three of the founders to move to San Antonio. And one of the reasons was there was no startup scene. And so that has really fueled a lot of the work that we do, which is to create a place where a startup scene happens. And so that's the work that we're doing.
So now we have a startup scene.
Now we have a startup scene, yeah. And thanks to a lot of the work that guys like Corey are doing, you know, really good work to generate these companies.
So what? How do I know there's a startup scene? What's going on? Tell me about the startup
scene. Well,
I mean,
just in our corner of the world, you know, we started Geekdom 2 years ago as an idea and really thought, man, you know, well, let's see it. Hope somebody will show up. And today we have over 700 members. We've got between 40 and 50 companies there. We have 2 companies that have received over $1 million in Series A funding. And there's just good startup energy there. And people want to go down there and be a part of something and build something. And so we're trying to help that. So we think there is a scene now.
So Corey Hallam, over at UTSA, you're saying you're trying to instill this fire and get this in entrepreneurial thinking. What is entrepreneurial thinking? How do you, what does that mean?
At its most basic level, my definition of an entrepreneurial thinking is being able to identify a need in the marketplace, a pain or a problem or something that is needed, and put together the resources and the plan to fill that need or that void. And on the tech side, that can be tough because a lot of times you can be really focused on the coolness of the technology and you end up in a technology push situation. Right, I've developed something in my lab. It's really great. Now I'm going to go find somebody who wants it. And oftentimes it's a bit of matchmaking where someone has to be able to see there's a market need and see where the right technology has been developed, put those two together, and you're at the right point in time for launching a new company.
Our phone number is 614-8980, 614-8980. We've got two incredible guests here who know about launching companies. And fire a question at them, 614-8980. But launching a company is hard. I mean, it's not that easy. It's the legal challenges. There are so many people out there. I guess they were trying to rip you off. If you got a good idea, they want to take it from you. Is that part of the deal? Is that what you're teaching them at UTSA? Is how to protect yourself and how to do this legal wise?
We do it at several levels. We have an undergraduate program, a BBA in entrepreneurship. We have our tech competition. We actually launched a certificate this year so that every grad student doing research can take the basics to be a tech entrepreneur at the same time, so they learn that skill set. But really, as a starting point, twice a year, we do an entrepreneurship boot camp, the A to Z's in one day of everything you need to be aware of. And we always include keynotes from San Antonio who have built successful high-tech companies. And it's interesting. You'll see a lot of people come in really jazzed. I've got a great idea. And half of them leave on fire, ready to go. The other half look really demoralized because they realize, wow, this is a lot tougher than I thought. I'd better find the right people to work with.
Well, they think, I've got a great idea. I'll just put it out there and the money will flow.
That's how you'd like it to work. That's not typically how it works.
That's right.
Okay. So Lorenzo, you've got a lot of people probably making pitches to you. You're a guy that, you know, say, hey, I've got a great idea, Lorenzo. And they think that you're just going to write a check.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from the 80-20 side, absolutely. You know, most of the time that's charity though, but Geekdom actually has a Geekdom fund where once a month they award $25,000 of in a convertible note to a startup, and they get pitched quite a bit. And I think it's the same thing. A lot of times you'll have people that are just really fired up and they've kind of created a solution that there might not be a problem to. But a lot of times, you know, it's just part of the journey. And I think if you quiz any successful entrepreneur, a lot of them have had to taste the sting of failure, you know, multiple times. The job I was at before Geekdom, I was at a startup and we had a good run and we had to shut it down after 9 months and let everybody go. And it's just, you just learn and you have to pivot. But a lot of times failure is part of the equation, unfortunately.
Yeah, we say that entrepreneurs, that they do fail a lot, but then they pick themselves up.
Yeah, well, we want to create a culture where it's okay, you know, where we want you to learn as fast as you can and avoid failing. Because, I mean, we don't, you know, we never say expect to, you know, fail fast. Failing is bad. But I think that we live in a culture where you're kind of ostracized or you're ashamed of failing. And we want to create a culture where, hey, it's just part of the journey. Get up and go back at it and get after it.
All right, we're talking about not failing, but succeeding.
That's right.
You know, here on The Source, and about entrepreneurs in San Antonio and taking some of our smart and innovative thinkers and turning them into creative businessmen or people who can connect with businessmen and get stuff out on the market. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 614-8980. With me in the studio, Lorenzo Gomez from 8020 Foundation and Corey Hallam of the UTSA Commercialization Officer. We're going to be right back after this break. This is The Source on KSTX. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about San Antonio's entrepreneurs and our thinking economy here in San Antonio, information economy. We're asking you to give us a call. The number is 614-8980 if you've got a question or a comment. And let's go with me in the studio. I have Lorenzo Gomez. He's an executive director at the 8020 Foundation. Corey Hallam, he's the chief commercialization officer for the University of Texas at San Antonio. And we've got a guest, Maria. Maria is on the line. Maria, welcome to The Source.
I was just wondering what there is for people in the public to learn how to learn entrepreneurship, like if there's a place to go. And
okay, I think we got the question. Thank you so much for calling in, Maria. Appreciate that. So what if you don't go to UTSA? I know that Geekdom You guys have a lot of events and activities where you don't have to be in a university to participate in that.
Yeah, so I mean, for our model is pretty simple. It's you know, you can join the membership. There's the starting membership is $50 a month, and you get access to all the events. A lot of our events are open to the public, though, where you can come and meet with other people and brainstorm. And we have a lot of people, teams that have started by meeting there. That's one option. You know, I think there's a lot of other resources like Axion Texas. They give a lot of great workshops, help people incorporate things like that, and we have those workshops here from our side.
So over at Geekdom, to be a member of Geekdom, you have to give a class, right?
You don't have to give a class, but all of our members are encouraged to collaborate with each other. So we don't monitor it, but all members are expected to give back to the, either the community at large or to other members in some way.
And there's a lot of activities for, like, I know you had like robotics for high schoolers.
Yeah, we sponsor a geek bus that goes around to schools and teaches kids, gets them introduced to STEM, you know, kind of some entrepreneurial exercises, and we have a lot of workshops like that that we run.
So that's open to the public. So that's available. People need to go to the website.
Go to the website. Check out our events. Yeah, go to our social media pages, Facebook. There's constantly. I mean, there's so many events we have. We practically have one every night.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and turn the page and get over to one of the success stories in San Antonio of entrepreneurs. Peter French from FreeFlow is joining us. Peter, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So tell me about FreeFlow.
Sure. So we are a proud Geekdom member, a nonprofit research organization, and what we realize is that over half of the STEM grads, so the science, technology, and engineering and math, graduates of U.S. universities every year are not U.S. citizens, and there is, you know, really a global war for talent. We believe the country with the most smart people at the end of the day wins, and so we've been working on strategies to help international STEM students and entrepreneurs who are in the U.S., but not U.S. citizens, stick around.
So is it that they may been here on a visa that would allow them to go to like UTSA and learn about, but then after they graduate, then their visa is no good, or what are you doing?
That's exactly right. So the transition from the student visa, and just as an example, in Texas, over 50% of our master's degrees in engineering, science, technology, and over 50% of the PhDs in those STEM fields are issued to folks who are in the U.S. on student visas. And so a common issue for startups and for entrepreneurs and for founders is you have these really smart guys. They may have been in the country for 10 years getting their education, but there are not really clear paths for them to stay on and get a work visa unless they get hired by a big company. And startups, by and large, are not big companies, so many startups are not really able to access the H-1B system, for example, or some of the other work visa systems. And so we are trying to help fill that gap for these scientists and entrepreneurs because there are special exemptions for nonprofit research organizations and universities to help them retain this valuable talent. And so we based ourselves at Geekdom because it is, as Lorenzo said, really Nexus, it's the heartbeat of all of the exciting entrepreneurship activity in San Antonio. It's not university affiliated, and it gives us exposure to these students and entrepreneurs, and so we're really excited about being able to help the innovation economy by helping these folks stick around. And there's some really neat examples of companies, you know, who are creating American jobs that would not have otherwise been created if they'd been forced to leave the country.
Are they being attracted to San Antonio? Are they coming here because of what you're doing at FreeFlow, or are these people who are already here and now they're moving over to you?
Well, for the most part, the folks that we've been reaching out to, because we are a startup ourselves, are already here. But we've actually been up at Texas State and working with some of their PhD students and their material science program, and over half of those students are international, and so they've been in Texas, but they don't have a clear path to stay, and we're trying to help them articulate, identify, and provide that clear path. But we hope to, you know, once we really get ourselves up and running, reach out, you know, all across the country and help people wherever they are, and certainly attract more folks, more startups, and more research at the same time.
Okay, Peter French, thank you so much for calling in. He's with FreeFlow, working to increase STEM jobs and students from international entrepreneurs here in San Antonio. Peter, thank you so much. We're going to get another caller on the air. This is Laura. Laura, welcome to The Source.
Hi. I have a question for the gentleman from the 80/20 Foundation about small business startups. Are you finding that foundations are crowdsourcing or perhaps SBA loans are dominating small business startups, whether it's a product or a service these days?
It's funny. We were just talking about crowdsourcing in the break. I think that startups have several options when it comes to access to capital. I think it's one of the main holes we have in San Antonio. There's not, in my opinion, a thriving venture capital scene going on here. So I think it really depends on what the startup is and what you're trying to do. You know, we know some people that have gotten loans from microfinance companies like Axion. There's a small portfolio at Geekdom. There's a couple of people that will get loans that way. I haven't really seen anything that I would kind of call a trend, if you will. But crowdsourcing is one option that people have. I don't think it's really used for big, massive amounts, but I have seen it used every once in a while. But it is another option.
And there's a phenomenal resource at the UTSA's Institute for Economic Development downtown, the SBDC office. They have phenomenal counselors. And this gets back to an earlier question as well. You know, people in the community looking for help, assistance, starting up companies, that kind of thing. They help thousands of companies every year, young entrepreneurs, in terms of seeking that out. Do you go for an SBA loan? Do you talk to Axion? How do you do this? So there are some great resources that have grown in San Antonio that we really need to get the word out that they are available so that we can actually encourage more of this.
Okay, Laura, thank you for that question and great answers. We're going to transition one more time and bring in another Tom Roberts. He's a product of UTSA, right?
He's the CEO of a company that a student spun out of UTSA with a new biomedical device. And as most students, they have tons of energy, great ideas, no experience. And so Daniel Mendez did a great job recruiting some very talented people, including Tom Roberts, who's now a CEO of the company.
Yeah, Invictus Medical. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, welcome to The Source. So you guys come up with some innovative biomedical devices. I did a story on you guys a couple of years back, and you guys have continued to grow from there. Tell me about what you're doing.
Absolutely. As you said, we have a very unique biomedical device that came out of the University of Texas here in San Antonio. It's a cranial support device to help newborn infants that develop cranial issues when they're in the NICU. And
it's a misshapen head, right? That's what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
It's also called flathead syndrome. Absolutely. I came on roughly 12 months ago, and in the last 12 months, we've been very busy moving the company forward. We're poised for significant growth. We've brought in our leadership team, we've raised our seed funding, and we're getting ready to start our clinicals at Baylor University in Dallas, Texas.
That's excellent. And so that that's a big step towards eventual, you know, getting to the market, right?
Absolutely. We feel if everything goes smoothly, we anticipate to be in the marketplace mid next year.
So it's not just creating jobs, but it's also creating products that are going to be solutions for people who have a biomedical need.
Absolutely. This product definitely meets a significant unmet need in the hospital neonatal market. And we see with this technology that came out of the University of Texas, numerous spinoff products that the company can introduce into the marketplace.
All right, Tom. And so, and how did UTSA help you guys get to where you are now?
It was very significant. It was really the basis of where we are today. UTSA actually helped with funding all of the securing of the IP and the patents. And as one of the significant rewards of going through the UTSA program, the technology was put under the Texas Technology Development Center, an incubator company for emerging technologies in San Antonio. So they were the basis of our very rapid start.
Tom Roberts, I got to let you go. We're out of time. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us an update on your company. Also want to thank our two guests. We have Lorenzo Gomez, Executive Director of the 8020 Foundation and over at Geekdom, Corey Hallam, Chief Commercialization Officer for the University of Texas at San Antonio. That's a pretty big endorsement you got there from one of your success stories, you know.
That we can't ask for more than that. Their success is in the long term what's going to make us successful, and we're proud to see them moving forward like that.
All right, this is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thank you so much for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.